107.1 CJCS. I'm Kate, and it's a pleasure to have in the studio with me Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron and Ann Vaders with ShelterLink Youth Services. Ladies, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's so good to see you too. So first, Liz, we'll start with our United Way campaign update.
You bet. You know, I really wish I could have brought my cowbell this morning rang it for 80% because I would love to, but we're at 79%. So close, right?
Amazing. Just a smidgen away.
And you know, so this means we have raised $2,077,000 so far.
Wow.
And you know, we've actually achieved $2 million earlier this year than previous years.
Look at us go.
I know, right? So we are so celebrating this this landmark or whatever you call it right now. So everyone has really stepped up this year and who's given to us our annual campaign. So we're super excited to say 79%. I wanted to say 80 today because you know, but we're doing awesome. Really, really amazing. Every gift helps ensure that we can be there for more local people in their time of need. And all funds that you give to United Way Perth Huron stay in Perth Huron.
Yes.
It doesn't go anywhere else. It stays here and the dollars are used right here.
Yeah, it helps all of our local friends, family, neighbors.
That's right. People living in our community. Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, you can donate online, in person, through the mail.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Easy way really is to go to our website and click on the big red donate now button, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, and you can give through your credit card. You can also give monthly. I don't know if people know that. That's a less invasive way to give.
Yeah.
You can, you know, you just set it up on your credit card and it comes off monthly. So, you know, your $20, your $50 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just makes it a little more palatable to do. So we encourage monthly donors. We love them. You can also call our office at 271-7730. To give as well. And come down to our offices at 32 Erie Street. And we'd love to see your smiling face and your checkbook.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of donations and numbers going up and up and up, coldest night of the year is this Saturday, coming up very soon.
That's right.
And I think we're at 81 or 82% now for coldest night of the year.
That's right. You know, we are number 4 for most teams in all of Canada.
Wow.
So we have 79 teams, and we're in 6th in Canada for the most walkers.
Amazing.
So we're breaking records all over the place. So yes, this Saturday, February 22nd, is coldest night of the year, where almost 500 people are going to walk around the river a couple of times, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a small walk, but it's a big cause.
Yes.
So we want to celebrate, if I don't mind mentioning, our top 5 teams. The Sweet Samuels, Team Haggis, Stratford Anglicans, the ShelterLink Sprouts.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, so way to go. The board and the staff there, ShelterLinks, are the 4th in all of Stratford, and the Stratford Soccer Sloths are number 5. So huge shout out to all of those teams and walkers that are raising money for this cause. We are breaking records all over the place. So
Of course. It's going to be a fun night too with soup from Soup Surreal, and I think features hot chocolate too.
It's
going to be a great community event.
Yeah,
for
and
sure.
I do want to give a shout out to our lead sponsors. So Core Fuels and McDonald's Stratford are our lead sponsors.
Amazing.
So they've given a lot of money towards this event. So we want to give them a shout out. And our goal is to raise $200,000. And we're at about almost 80%.
Yeah.
80%. Yeah. So we're pretty thrilled.
Yes, and of course, coldest night of the year is for ShelterLink Youth Services and the Stratford Connection Center. And Ann Vaders is here with ShelterLink Youth Services. And so, Ann, for people who don't know, what is ShelterLink all about?
Yeah, thanks, Kate. If I could just sort of piggyback on what Liz had mentioned, a memory. Coldest night, we started in 2015 with 7 teams and 62 walkers.
Mm-hmm.
And we all fit in the old location of the Optimus Hall, which is now the Tom Patterson Theater.
Wow.
And it was like Little House on the Prairie, literally scrambling to find hot chocolate for the event and bake our cookies. So to know today that there's 79 teams and 450 walkers is just fabulous.
Wow. Yeah.
Even those proceeds to our friends at the Connection Center and ShelterLink Youth Services, it just proves the community is so generous and the good cause. So.
The generosity in Stratford, it really knows it's no wonderful. Bounds.
No yeah. bounds, that's right. So yeah, so our mission at ShelterLink is to support youth experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness through prevention, advocacy, shelter, and community outreach services. We are a Housing First for Youth shelter, and we provide 15 short-term emergency beds, and our services extend far beyond just providing shelter. We focus on prevention and diversion strategies prior to them coming into the facility, and additionally offering ongoing support to our youth after they leave the shelter. So we have a new post-shelter community connection worker who will provide that service once they are housed to ensure that they remained housed and don't need to return to ShelterLink. So that's a wonderful program that was an addition. Yeah, and so last year, ShelterLink supported 107 youth, thanks in part to the generous community of Coldest Night of the Year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be split evenly between ShelterLink and the Stratford Connection Center. So
absolutely.
This $200,000 when we eventually reach that goal. Hopefully we do. I think I'm pretty positive that we will.
Well, last year we raised almost $220,000.
Right, yeah.
Right? And our goal was $170,000. Right. So we set it at $200,000. We figured, well, we can get that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, yeah. Absolutely. It just keeps coming in after the event.
It does. Oh, exactly. Yes. You can donate up until the end of March, I believe.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so everything kind of remains open. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. So, yeah, that $200,000 is really going to help the unhoused, unsheltered community in Stratford and area. It's Absolutely. Just amazing.
Absolutely. So, for more information, specifically for ShelterLink, you can visit shelterlink.org. We have a wonderful website, or you can call 519-272-2294 and... We also will accept checks, and we have a QR code.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, lots of ways to support ShelterLink.
We have been updated. We never had Facebook in 2015 when we started.
So. Right. Yes, and you do have social media, too.
Social media does make a difference.
It
Absolutely.
Does.
So, yeah, if you'd like to support Coldest Night of the Year Walk, there's lots of ways to do that. Go to CNOY.org. And search Stratford, and up will come all the teams that are on there, including yours.
Oh yes,
CGCS,
yes,
and mine as well as ShelterLink's.
Yes,
and pick a team, pick a walker, and help them raise their goal and raise some money for those that are experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness in our community.
Yes, it's just a fabulous event, and it's coming up so soon, this Saturday. So hopefully we'll see you there. And I think we're all gathering. Is it 4 p.m. when we start gathering for that?
We gather at 4 and we walk at 5.
We walk at 5. So bundle up and be ready to get walking.
Have your leg warmers.
Yes, have your leg warmers. Exactly. Well, this has been fun. And I think Saturday is just going to be a blast for a great cause. Thank you again so much to Liz Cooper with United Way and with Ann Vaders with ShelterLink Youth Services.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Thanks.